This week on Kind of a Big Deal podcast, we will be sitting down with Billy Roberts to discuss some maybe hilarious things. So stay tuned for this week's episode of Kind of a Big Deal. Hello and welcome to Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I am joined here with Billy Roberts.
Hello.
Well, I got the hello down, so this might actually be okay. But we're going to start by talking about recycling. What's your opinion on recycling?
It's very important so we don't live in filth.
That's a very clear answer. What's a waste of time? David's in the background saying something about it being a waste of time.
Of course he thinks it's a waste of time because he doesn't recycle because he's evil.
Yeah. So, also, by the way, he doesn't realize that the microphones can't pick him up all the way over there. And if it does, it sounds very, like, a little mousy because he doesn't recycle.
Because he's evil.
We were talking about it earlier, about recycling. And you were mentioning about, like, some places won't let you bring back in reusable cups.
Yeah, I think every place should allow you to do that. Like, if you're going to just in a Wawa or a Royal Farms or a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, you should be able to take your own cup in so that way you can get a refill without having to worry about getting another plastic to put back into the landfill.
Yeah. So the thing that is interesting about that is I do agree, but also some of the drinks, if they have to take the cup, and this is where I think it comes from, is because if they have to take the cup back from you, then technically they can potentially make you sick. So do you think that might have something to do with it?
I think it probably does, but they have ways to, like, sterilize things. Like, with the, if they can make coffee extremely hot, it's going to kill bacteria anyway. Why can't they use, like, the steam or whatever to steam out the cup before they make the drink?
Valid point. Oh, my God. And he's still talking. He didn't want to be on the podcast, and now he's talking. Or allow you to self-serve, is what he said.
Yeah, that's true. But there's only certain drinks you would be able to make.
I mean, valid point. I mean, self-serve, like, would be...
like fountain drinks or something like that.
Yeah, fountain drinks, like coffee, right, and things. Like, which typically is what you can get. But as far as, like, so Starbucks has cups that you can take back in, and they will reuse them and make you, like, a hot coffee in it or a frap in it.
I wonder if Dunkin' Donuts does. I don't think they do.
I'm not sure. I know they sell their own cups.
Right, but I don't think you can take their cup back in. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to test it out.
Google!
Tip tap. No, but it's weird that, like, Starbucks will do it, but other places won't do it. Like, on the whole, like, health, yeah, side of things. Like, I mean, I know, like, during, like, COVID and stuff like that, everybody was going towards reusable cups.
Right.
Just because it created less transfer of germs. Because if you remember when everybody was scrubbing their packages and they were afraid of, like, stuff coming in and stuff like that. Because supposedly, like, the cups were, like, dirty and things like that.
Talking about scrubbing packages, I know a couple packages I'd like to scrub.
Ew.
That
was kind of random.
No context at all. But, yeah, so, like, maybe that was a part of it, is they thought that, like, there would be, like, more transfer of bacteria. I mean, we also had a toilet paper shortage, but that's a topic for a different time.
Yeah.
Welcome to America. But yeah, I believe that recycling is important to an extent. I think people can take it a little too far sometimes. Like, I like the advancements with like recycling and upcycling and things like that. But people, when I say people take it too far, it's like when you throw something in the wrong bin and people have a meltdown about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like that's not the way that you're going to change it, right? Because like if you're having a meltdown about them throwing it in the wrong thing, like you're just going to piss them off more, so they're just going to leave it there.
True.
But cuz I know, like, so, and another thing that is interesting to me, I'm from Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for your condolences. We have a recycling plant in Pennsylvania. So all of our recycling goes to the recycling plant, and they actually take it to the recycling plant. In the state of Maryland, you guys do not.
Told you, they just throw that shit in the trash. Burn it.
Because they used to have an agreement with the Pennsylvania recycling plant, and it used to go up there. Mm-hmm. But because of heightened fuel cost, it now just goes in to the regular trash. So you still have recycling bins. You still have a recycling truck, but that recycling truck goes to the landfill and drops it off there.
But at least when you're recycling, you know that you're doing your part. What happens when it leaves your house? That's not your problem.
Yeah, but I get that. But I'm saying, like, I find it interesting that we are so big on recycling and the state of Maryland can't,
I agree,
make a recycling plant or put it into motion to build one when, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely.
When
it's
important to the state of Maryland because of the turtles and the birds and everything, and like the paper straw movement. No styrofoam. They have all those laws.
But yet they're not following through with everything that they say they're going to do.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I feel like they have like this whole ballpark over here figured out with like plastic straws and stuff.
Right.
But when it comes to like in-home recycling, you're now just going to throw it in the landfill and make people think they're recycling.
Yeah, I agree.
So like, that's something that I feel like the state of Maryland needs to get
better. Protest.
But yeah, I just found that interesting because how I learned that was because at work, we have recycling bins,
mm-hmm.
and we have a cardboard dumpster.
Yes.
The only reason why we have that cardboard dumpster is so it doesn't go into the compactor, because it can jam up the compactor. The same truck takes both things.
Oh, that's weird.
And then the one day I took the recycling bags at the pumps out, and I was like, where's the recycling bin at? Like, where do we put the recycling stuff? They're like, it's not recycling. It just goes right in the compactor.
So they're really not recycling then.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so why does it say recycling if it's not recyclables? And they were like,
bad Wawa.
And they were like, well, because the state of Maryland just throws everything in the landfill. So I started doing research. Found that out.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. So they're lying to the people.
Bastards.
But yeah, I think that that's something that they should get on
board. Absolutely, with. I agree.
It's like, at least, I mean, they build 100 different plants around here. Like, just put in a recycling plant. And I know it's probably a lot more than just saying put in a recycling plant, but if it betters.
I thought there used to be one up in Bel Air somewhere, but maybe I was wrong. I thought they had a recycling center in Bel Air.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I have to look into that. But maybe it's a capacity thing. Maybe it can only take so much, so maybe they need another
Or a bigger one.
Or a bigger one, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that's something that they need to move forward with, is to help with the recycling.
I agree.
But, so, topics. Look at us. We talk so much when we're not on the mics, and then when we are in front of a mic, we just lose it all. Your dress behind you looks really good.
I know. Thank you. I will be gorgeous.
So there's a dress behind him for people that can't see me because this is not visual. There's a dress behind him that David is making for something that he is doing in November. And Billy is going to be helping him with that. You're going to be hiding inside of it.
Fabulous.
The best I've ever looked.
I'm always better when you can't see my face.
That sounds really bad.
I know, right? Hey, I only speak the truth.
So what's your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Halloween. Why?
Because everybody gets to dress up and be whatever they want to be.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I do like Halloween a lot. I just like the decor. Like, I feel like...
The colors and... Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge skull person. Like, I love skulls. Mm. I don't know why. I've always been fascinated with skulls.
I like pumpkins. Everything pumpkin.
Yeah, you like pumpkins. You do. You used to have a vine out front and somebody killed it.
David did.
Oh, David killed the pumpkins. Charlie is sad. Wah, wah. But I can definitely agree. My favorite is probably Halloween, just because of the artistic aspect of it.
Right. I think it gets a bad rap. Everybody automatically thinks Halloween is evil or whatever, yeah. But it's not.
No, it's really
it's
not.
It's a beginning of fall.
Yeah. So do you think that that's because of the lore behind Halloween?
Or yes.
Do you think it's more religious?
I definitely think it's more of a religious thing.
Yeah. I can agree with the religious aspect. Is it kind of like, kind of made it look
more evil or demonic or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but really, like the whole like concept of Halloween is kind of like a, I believe, I'd have to do more research, but isn't it like a pagan thing?
I think that's how it originally started. Yeah,
because I think most of our Halloween or most of our holidays. Kind of like a pagan.
Started with that, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, you can also kind of see like the Day of the Dead type thing in it too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that might have something to play in.
I think they're two separate things.
Oh, okay. I mean, like our adaptation of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like we stole it. We're American. We steal everything.
And we make everything worse.
Yeah.
Even though I love my country. But
yeah. I mean, we are a problem.
Right. I mean, we take broccoli. Really good. Let's deep fry it.
Yeah. It's like Oreos. Who deep fried an Oreo? They had to have accidentally dropped it in.
No, I think it was planned.
Next it'll be.
Or somebody who had the munchies.
Yeah.
But,
Next it'll be deep fried Tide Pods.
Oh.
I heard it's a delicatessen now.
That's horrible.
I like how they always blame that on millennials. Hmm? It wasn't even millennials, but okay. Millennials take the rap for everything.
Somebody's got to.
9/11. Millennials were literally like in high school and middle school. It's the millennials.
Okay. Well, somebody's got to get blamed.
Yeah. So, you know, 77 is technically the first year of millennials.
We're Gen X. Are we? No, Gen Z.
Technically, you're neither. You're in between the two generations.
God, neither side wants us.
Yeah, but if you look at, like, if you research it, a lot of them start in 1977 for millennials.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
And millennials is actually, so they were the most affected by 9/11. it stops in 96 because that's the last year that they felt was most affected by 9/11. So from 19,
I graduated in 96.
Did you? Mm-hmm. So from 1977 to 1996 as millennials.
I was born in 77 and graduated in 96.
Yeah. Your lifespan. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting because I always thought it started later than that, like in the 1980 something.
That's yeah.
Like 1988, 1989, because that would make sense. But like they keep changing it all the time.
That whole generational thing is like, it's like a lot of propaganda. It was based off of, interestingly enough, it was actually based off of a book somebody wrote about. It was like about generational gaps and stuff like that, and that's when they started the whole boomers and, which boomers is baby boomers is just because that was when the baby boom happened.
You know when people came back from the war?
Yes, and a lot of babies were born. Mm-hmm. The start of what's wrong with our country. But yeah, so on speaking of generations and on the topic of recycling. Do you blame the state of our environment on our parents and our grandparents?
No. Actually, I wouldn't, only because they didn't know any better.
The knowledge.
Yeah.
I feel like the knowledge is different.
Yeah. Because if you can't fault somebody for something they didn't know.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
I mean, how are they? They didn't know. I mean, that was like back in the time when, you know, they used cocaine to like as more kind of like a morphine.
Yeah.
You can't fault doctors for doing what they had available to them at the time. You know,
I mean, it's even the same thing like with today in today's culture. Everybody like there's the whole heroin pandemic or epidemic. So everybody keeps blaming that on the medical professionals that founded heroin and was using it as a painkiller. Mm-hmm. They didn't expect it to become a street drug.
Right.
Like they developed it for recreational?
No.
No, recreationals where you use it. Yeah, where you use it legally.
No.
No? Oh, that's using it illegally, but it's legal. Oh my God. So anyways... they didn't expect it to become a street drug.
No, they didn't.
And they didn't expect fentanyl to become a street drug either.
Well, there's a lot of things that people don't expect to, you know, what it was mainly, used for, and then we take it and use it wrong. So,
yeah.
It's not their fault.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, so, for instance, Adderall. So, right now, it's really hard to get ADHD medications or ADD medications, whichever one you have. Very, very hard. Anything over like 30 milligrams and over, you can't get. It's non-existent. And they're saying it's because the plants can't keep up because of the COVID shutdown, and now them starting back up, they can't keep up. Because, you know, everything's blamed on COVID. But the truth behind it is they slowed down production on it because it wasn't just heroin anymore that people were doing. They then, you know, were doing heroin and snorting Adderalls. So Adderall became a street drug. And so they started making other things that were, quote unquote, Adderall adjacent. But didn't give you the same side effects or reactions.
Well, that's like any medication. I mean, you're going to have medication that it's going to have to take time for, you know, what they think is going to work for you may not work for that person. So it's just a matter of finding the right one.
Yeah. Isn't that a wild roller coaster too?
It is.
Like that's what I'm going through right now. They're like, they keep switching everything up on me. I'm like, please stop changing things. Like, it starts to feel like I start to feel normal, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to up this one and lower this one, and it's like my body is just, like, all over the place.
It's crazy.
and I feel insane. And it's just like it, but they have to find that right balance. It's as my psychologist calls it, the cocktail. And I'm like, that's not the type of cocktail I want. I want a Manhattan or something, because this is crazy.
To go and get a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, and then like, so like they, and then they'll like put you on a medication and be like, oh, I think that this one's going to work better for you, and then take you off of it. And it's like, to me, like, I feel like that's a little bit worse than like actually having mental health issues.
Nah.
Because
it depends on how bad your mental health issues are.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, like, taking off of a medication, like...
Oh, the withdrawal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, taking off of a medication.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, and it's like, you just don't know how to act. And then your brain's already fucked up, so then you fuck it up more. It's just, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and they just need to stop doing it. No, they won't. Not until they find the right cocktail. Can't believe she said that. She literally said it like that too. Cocktail. And I'm like, really?
It made it sound classy.
Yeah. I was waiting for her to put her pinky out. But yeah. So what, how do you feel about the whole health, mental health movement?
I think we're slowly getting better with it, but for the, you know, as everybody knows, for the longest time it was so stereotypical or stereotyped. You never really talked about it, but now that it's more open, I think it's we're definitely making progress. But I think sometimes now we got to be careful that people aren't using mental illness as an excuse, because you have people who are legitimately have mental illness, but then you have people who are saying they're mentally ill, but they're really not, because it's hard to prove that you have mental illness. It's not like you can take a test and be like, oh, well, he's got a tumor. You know what I mean? It's not like that. So it's very hard to prove mental illness sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that that also then keeps that stigma alive, though. So you have people that are struggling with it and have issues. And then also on top of it, like, everybody's mental health is different.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, and when you talk to your psychologist sometimes, I feel like, and I went through this, so, like, I can speak on it. Other people around you think that you're making shit up because your psychologist is like, I think that this is the symptom that you're having. So then they try this medication, and it's like, you've already feel crazy, for one. For two, when you have people that are close to you that start to look at you like you are crazy, that adds on top of it.
That's when you just go crazier. If they're going to already talk about it, you might as well give them a reason to talk.
I mean, yeah, that's a valid point. Just keep on going. Up that scale. But then I think, like, it's compared a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And no two people are the same. No. Like you were just saying. So, I mean, you know, your, you know, ADHD may be on the end of this spectrum or on the top part of the spectrum. That doesn't mean it should be not validated as, you know, whatever. Because there's a lot of people who think that, you know, well, you only got a little bit, so that doesn't count. That's not the way that works. I mean, you know, if you got mental illness, you have mental illness regardless of where you are on the spectrum.
Yeah. And it's also like, you know, last night we were talking and we said that, like, mental disabilities has now been linked a lot to mental health issues. So I think that as medicine improves, as a society, we improve. But I think that there still will be a stigma around it that... it's compared almost. Mm-hmm. Like, people are compared. Like, so, for instance, to give an example of that, if you have anxiety and I have anxiety, and somebody knows both of us, and they're like, oh, well, Billy's anxiety isn't like that.
Of course it's not, because it's my anxiety, not your anxiety.
Exactly.
And I think that that's the biggest thing with mental health issues is they are so different.
It's because everybody wants to put everybody in one box.
Yeah.
And that's not, you can't do that.
And that's what they typically try to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And a lot of it's ignorance.
Right. Because
they don't understand it.
And a lot of people still don't get mental illness. No. They still don't understand it because a lot of the older generations, they didn't have the technology or the medications and stuff that we do now. So back then it was just like, shut up, suck it up and go about your day.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's not as easy as people think it is. You just can't shut up and go about your day.
Valid point. Yeah. And I think that like, as people start to educate themselves, it'll start to like become more knowledgeable on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that that's like the biggest thing that I try to do is I try to educate myself on things before I judge somebody for it.
Well, we're not supposed to judge anyway.
Because, well, we're not, but we do.
Right. We're human.
Like, if you hear that somebody has a certain disease, instead of judging them because of everything else you heard about that disease, educate yourself on it.
Absolutely.
And learn about it.
Right.
And then that not only helps them feel more comfortable, but it also helps you understand it better and not be so prickish about it.
Right. I agree.
So, but yeah, I think that there's a lot of movement now around mental health.
It's getting better. Definitely.
Definitely.
Now a lot of places, even jobs are now helping people with that, or they're looking at it as an actual, sickness instead of just being like, if you don't come in due to this or whatever, you're fired. Before it was like that. Now it's getting to the point where you can use that as part of your like sick time.
Yeah.
Before that wasn't considered part of your sick time. You literally had to have like the flu or, something physical that they could pretty much see.
Yeah. And it, like at work, we have like dedicated, in our PTO, we have dedicated mental health days.
See, that's cool.
So like if like you're just not having a good day, because they'd rather you come into work clear minded have a decent day at work versus come in and be an angry asshole and
right.
cause more problems.
Absolutely.
So like, and especially working in customer service,
right.
Not people that come in that's already dealing with their own shit.
Snapping at right.
So, but yeah, I do think that it's cool that companies are doing that now. And also like having like therapy, like allotments. So like in their benefits packages, it'll be like, you get this much money a year to go towards therapy and things like that. Like
it should be because I mean that's part of, if you're paying just saying for your medical leave or you're paying for medical insurance, that should be included in part of it. So
yeah, I agree. Definitely agree. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up because the MacBook is going to die. It's on its last breath here. So thank you so much for joining me.
Bye.
He's really excited to get off of here. So tune in next week for an all new episode of Kind of a Big Deal. You can follow us at KOABD Podcast on Instagram. Do you want to give your handle? Do you want people to follow you?
I don't have one.
Okay.
You know I don't do that.
Okay. And then you can follow me at the Clay Phoenix on Instagram. So until next time, always be a big deal. Bye.